Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Joyce, and how may I assist you?
Yes, ma'am. I'm calling. What it is, I sent some on one of my emails the other day for a Makita drill.
Yes, sir.
Anyway, it told me I had to pay the shipping and handling or something. It was like going to post it been like $5-something.
Okay.
And anyway, I paid the $5. And, well, actually, it wound up being right at $8, $7 and some few cents. And then I got a thing from my net spinning card come in a while ago, and they attempted, through Vivid, tried to attempt a charge of $53 to my account, which it was denied. And it got my card blocked.
Alrighty, sir. Can I start out by getting your zip code, please?
39437. Yes,
ma'am. And your first and last name, please?
My first name is Jeff.
Okay.
My last name is Harwell. H-A-R-W-E-L-L.
Alrighty. And for security purposes, sir, do you mind verifying your address for me?
1831 Augusta, AUGUSTA Road.
Okay. Give me 1 second on that. Alrighty, sir.
That's fine.
Yes, sir. I was able to locate an account associated with you, and what that, sir, was, and that was actually when you paid the $7.95, and that was actually you entered into a sweepstakes to have a chance to win that Makita drill, and that $7.95 security shipping.
Well, on the...
Yeah, and what they're billing you for, and they're billing you for that $56.95 is billing you because it keeps you entered into that chance to have those sweepstakes. Okay, it keeps you enrolled in that sweepstakes for the whole month, and each month.
No,
they
I didn't know.
Yes.
Is there any way you can cancel that for me?
I most certainly can, sir. I'll go ahead and get that canceled for you.
And thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're more than welcome.
I didn't know what was going on.
Yes, sir. That's what it was. And that $7.95 is like on hold. And if you were announced as a winner, and then you would already, that $7.95 would have already secured the shipping and handling of it. And then to stay entered in it for the whole month of June, they billed you that $56.95 and that secured, you know, your entries in it. It gave you all the entries.
Yeah, no, I didn't know all that was involved in it. I didn't read all the fine print, I guess.
Yes, sir. I'm more
than
happy.
Yeah, just take me off of that, please.
I'm more than happy to get you counseled out of that. Give me 1 second.
All right.
All righty, sir. I've gone on and gotten you counseled out of that. That cancellation took effect immediately, which means they can't ever bill you again. And I do see your financial institute did decline that payment of that $56.95, okay?
Yeah.
So once I did that cancellation, they can't try to rebill you. I do have your cancellation number for you. If you'd like to take that down, please let me know when you're ready.
No, ma'am, that's fine.
Alrighty.
Like I said, I knew they didn't, you know, they didn't go through with it. So anyway, it's fine.
Okay, well, thank you for calling customer service, and you do have a great afternoon, okay?
Alrighty, thank you, ma'am. You too.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.